The Spirit of God is present and active this morning, inviting us to celebrate with glory and praise Pentecost Sunday, the birthday of the church, the morning that we wear red to honor the Holy Spirit, and no distance, whether socially, physically, or whatever may be, can keep us apart on this morning. And so I welcome you here to worship, for the Spirit is truly moving in this place and has been exciting us for what is about to happen. And we pray as a worship team that God's Spirit is going from here out to you, wherever you may be, because we are truly the church in worship together this morning. And so I welcome you here to Torrance First United Methodist Church with our virtual praiseworthy Pentecost Sunday. Two things to know before we fully immerse ourselves into worship. Number one, to remember that the bulletin for the service is always available on our church website if you would like to have that in front of you. And number two, if you have a prayer to lift this morning, whether it is a joy or concern, that you can comment it on the Facebook or text any one of us that's in here, if you can figure out who's in here to be able to text, and we will make sure to lift that. But with that, I invite us to open in prayer. And I say, the wind at our backs, we enter Jerusalem only to watch him die on a cross. It spiraled so quickly. Trial, torture, crucifixion, death. But on the third day, the breath of God blew new life into our futures. 40 days with the risen Jesus. Before he ascended, Jesus reminded us that the Spirit will come. It was on Pentecost. It was on Pentecost when the wind breathed into each and every one of us. So let us pray. Sacred breath, move through this room. Unlock a song within your people. Breathe into us your hopes and dreams for a world filled with justice, love, and peace. Amen. And now let us sing with Messenger this morning.